Welcome back to the Playbook Podcast with your host, Kyle Stout, another host,
Garrett Burkle.
So, Garrett, we have some college basketball action starting tomorrow, and then you can obviously go over the Purdue Boilermakers.
Disappointing.
Unfortunate loss to Maryland last night. But, right. Yeah, it's getting to the good part of college basketball.
Or if you're a Purdue fan, the bad part.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, you can go ahead and go over the Purdue Boilers.
So last night, Purdue went on the road at Maryland in a game which I thought we would have, you know, I didn't expect us to win this game, especially the way we played Northwestern. But yeah, man, it was so disappointing. We had a 3-point lead at half. And we looked pretty good the first half. Both teams couldn't hit a three to save their lives, and it was a physical Big Ten basketball game. But after that, start of the second half, Purdue looked pretty good, made Maryland call a timeout. We were up 8 with, I think, around 15 minutes left to go. And then from there, Purdue absolutely fell off a cliff. I don't know what the exact run was, but they ended off the game on a something-to-something run. And it was around 30. If I had to guess, it was around 30 to maybe 12 around there, probably even more than that. But it was just an ugly basketball game after Purdue got up 8. Mason Gillis had a technical foul, which kind of changed the momentum. Zach Edey didn't play. I mean, I think he had, like, I don't know, like 16 points, but still an off night for Edey, which, I mean, 16 points and an off night is kind of funny. But you know what I mean. Just not a good game at all. Your freshman guards, Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer, starting to play like freshmen. Even though Braden Smith played really well last night, Fletcher Lawyer was nowhere to be seen. And, yeah, it was just, again, a really ugly game. And Purdue drops now 3 of 4 games in February. So the loss at Indiana, the loss at Northwestern, and the loss at, obviously, Maryland. You do have 3 of 4 at Mackey, your next 3 of 4 at Mackey, your last 4 games. So, again, 3 home games is really nice around that stretch. But, again, I don't know. I hope Purdue doesn't choke away the Big Ten. I think we still have a game lead in the conference. But, again, you just have to pretty much win out from here. And, again, I think you have the Big Ten in hand. But, yeah, just really disappointing in how Purdue's ended off the season, which I knew it was going to happen eventually. But for a while there, I was like, you know what? After that IU game, I was like, you know what? You got your loss out of the way. You know, win these next few and you're going to be fine. And they have not done that at all. So it's really disappointing. But I don't know. I don't know what's next for Purdue. Yeah, I'm just, you know, very disappointed in the whole thing.
Yeah, and it also doesn't help that 3 of these 4 are on the road, but you got to be able to play on the road.
Exactly. And we had been all year. I get the fouls aren't going our way, and the refs were bad in the IU, Northwestern, and Maryland game, especially the Northwestern and the Maryland game. Refs were awful those two games. But still, if you're that good, you still should be able to handle Northwestern on the road and Maryland. So, I mean, again, the atmosphere in the IU game. So my dad actually brings up a good point, which I'll talk about. So the atmosphere in the IU game is like, you know, a Big 12 road game, you know. But he was like, you know, if we played in the Big 12, we would be middle of the pack. Can you imagine going to like Kansas State, TCU, Missouri? Sorry, Missouri's in the SEC. But Kansas State, you know, Kansas, teams like that, even Oklahoma. Teams like that, I just couldn't imagine playing them on the road. So Iowa State was another team. But I just couldn't imagine playing them on the road. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think Purdue's that great. Again, I think our true colors are starting to show, and it's too bad. But all I want is a Big Ten championship. So you're able to win your 25th Big Ten championship. I think that's pretty good. But, again, this team isn't built for March either, because when those two guards are off, like Fletcher Lawyer's off, our guards will get humiliated in the tournament. So I expect Purdue to have a kind of an early exit this year, which it sucks to say, but that's just how I see it, you know? So yeah. I don't know. If you're Purdue, I don't know where you go from here. You just got to get as many wins as possible. And again, I think they're going to play their one off the one line, the one seed line.
Yeah.
So yeah, really disappointing. Again, Purdue always, Matt Painter teams always seem to fall off around this time, and that sucks, but it's every year with him. So, yeah, and embarrassing that Purdue has dropped this many games.
Yeah. And then this Saturday we have some huge games for tournament seeding. I'll go ahead and read them off. Starting off, Notre Dame and Virginia. This should be an easy one for Virginia. Virginia now, I think, has a chance to move up to the one line, especially with Purdue's struggles.
Dame?
No, Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. Yeah.
And then Illinois-Indiana is a pretty big game for the Big Ten if Indiana has any hopes. I don't think they'll Do they have any chance to win the Big Ten?
I would say so. I mean, what I've watched, they're a lot better basketball team right now than Purdue is. Mike,
are they only one game behind?
Yeah. Maybe two. I think they're two with the Northwestern loss, actually. But again, yeah, so
that's
they might be.
Tough.
Yeah, but again, I think IU's playing better basketball than Purdue now. So
and
I
it's
could
an
see.
Assembly, so I think IU will win that game.
Yeah.
UConn plays Seton Hall at home. That's a huge game for Seton Hall if they want any chance of making the tournament. And then I'll talk a little bit about the Tennessee-Kentucky game. Kentucky is now 3-7 in quad one, which it's average, and it's something – it's a record that could get you in the tournament. What really hurts them is the quad four home loss to South Carolina and the quad two road loss at Georgia. If you don't have those, you're in the tournament for sure, I know.
Yeah.
I think the latest Joe Lunardi said is that Kentucky is, I believe he said, the 63rd team in the tournament, so one of the last four.
Oh, wow.
And so you'd avoid the play-in, which would be good.
Yeah.
But I think if Kentucky can pick up a win against Tennessee, they can actually realistically get like a 8 or 9 seed. If you lose, though, you're back probably out of the tournament for the time being. That this is the biggest game of the season. It's in Rupp. You beat them once on the road. You got to take care of business, beat them at home. They just come – or Tennessee's coming off a win against number one ranked Alabama at home. So they're gonna be up in their spirits. But, you know, Kentucky has to win this game. The thing about – the Cats, though, is that they have multiple quad one opportunities. Right now, they're one of the last four, and I think they could get themselves to around an 8 seed.
Yeah.
They play Tennessee at home. That's quad one. They play Florida on the road, which I'm pretty sure that's a quad one road game. They host Auburn, which is quad one. They host Vanderbilt, which is quad two, and then at Arkansas, which is a quad one game. So they have an opportunity to improve their quad one record.
Yeah, they do.
To 7-7. Absolutely. That's very good. Not very good, but you know what I mean. It's solid, especially when you have such a hard schedule this year for Kentucky. So it's going to be wild. College basketball has been really unpredictable this year. Teams are going to make runs. I think Kentucky has so much talent on the roster. They've failed to put it together so far this year, which has been unfortunate. I mean, but if you can get hot here, you never know what can happen.
That's true.
I mean, you never know. Yeah, right now they look pretty bad, but we'll see what happens. It'll be pretty fun to see what happens for the rest of the Kentucky Wildcats season.
Yep.
Moving on, you have Oklahoma, Texas. If Oklahoma can somehow pull this upset off on the road, I think they have a chance at the tournament just because of how stacked the Big 12 is. They're 13-13, but, you know, they have wins over Alabama, or a win over Alabama.
Yeah.
But they would probably have to win out.
Yeah,
but I would take Texas is another team that I think could improve to the one line.
Yeah.
Then we have a big game in the Big 12, Iowa State, Kansas State. I think this is going to decide a lot of seeding from anywhere from, you know, 3 seed to a 6 seed. You got to pick up this win at home if you're Kansas State, I think. I think this loss would hurt a lot, or would hurt Kansas State a lot more than it would Iowa State.
Yeah.
Wake Forest goes on the road to play Miami. Wake Forest, I believe, is a bubble team. I believe they have a win over Duke, which is a pretty quality win.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to win this game on the road at Miami, and the ACC is a lot weaker than other conferences, especially this year. And so 17-9 in the ACC is a lot different than, you know, the Big 12, Big 10. Then Oklahoma State goes on the road to play TCU. Another very, very solid Big 12 matchup. I think Oklahoma State needs to win this game to keep their tournament hopes alive, and I think it's very manageable. TCU has been very on and off this year. I think when TCU is playing good, they're one of the best teams in the country.
I totally agree
with
that.
But they show a lot of their flaws, and when you're inconsistent like that, it's going to be tough come March.
That's true.
Then we have probably one of the biggest games of the day, Baylor at Kansas. This game's going to more than likely, I want to say, decide the Big 12 where it is right now. Let me look at the Big 12 standings. Yeah, Kansas is in a 3-way tie with Texas and Baylor. So the winner of this game is going to move up to number one, be tied with Texas, assuming Texas can beat Oklahoma. But yeah, this is a really big game for a lot on the line. Big 12 regular season champions, and then, you know, 1 seed in the Big 12 tournament. Next up, you got DePaul, Xavier. Xavier should win this game. Xavier will probably finish the year off undefeated.
Yeah.
I don't know about Xavier.
I think they're pretty good, but I think they're better at home than they are away. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean they did just lose to Butler on the road, which is a bad loss. Then next up you have Villanova Providence. Providence should be able to take care of business. Providence is a team I look at that I think they can make around an Elite Eight run. They have a lot of talent on the roster. Bryce Hopkins is playing very well. Transfer from Kentucky. I'm glad he found a home there.
Yeah.
Next up, you have Alabama, Georgia. I mean, if Georgia can somehow pull this off, they won't. It's on the road at number one ranked Alabama.
Yeah.
Georgia is another team that would have a chance at the tournament. Wins against Kentucky, Alabama. I take Alabama in this game.
Yep, I agree.
Gonzaga goes on the road to Pepperdine. It should be a win for Gonzaga.
Pepperdine, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, don't matter. They're 9-18.
Yeah.
Then next up, we have Creighton St. John's, which should be a tough game in the Big 12. It's at St. John's. That'll be tough.
I still think Creighton should win that game.
A team I look at to.
I don't think Creighton's lost since we went to see them play Butler. Maybe I think they might have dropped one game, but still.
Let me look. Yeah, they just dropped a double overtime game at Providence.
Yeah.
But Creighton's a team I look at and say, yeah, I think Creighton can make a Final Four run.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with Creighton.
You would not want to play them. They're hot right now. They started off the season 10-8. Now they're 17-9, ranked in the top 20. I think the only unfortunate thing that could happen to Creighton is them being a 5 seed. You know, because it's always tough to play those 12 seeds. Upsets always happen every single year.
Yeah.
So I can't even remember the last time all 4 or 5 seeds have won.
Yeah.
So
it's been a while.
It's gonna be tough, but I think Creighton can make a big run, and especially without, I mean, this year March Madness, I would not put it past it to have an 11 seed in the national championship.
I could see it.
I'm gonna be complete because all these playing teams can be good, and it's like. I wouldn't say there's a top dog in basketball. I know that Alabama is very good.
I think Alabama's
But they've dropped games to Oklahoma. They've dropped games to Tennessee, which after Tennessee's lost to Vandy and Missouri back-to-back. And Purdue's not playing very well right now. I'm not too high on Houston, if I'm being honest. I don't think Houston is either.
I think Bama's the class of the field, and then I think you have.
They definitely are, but I don't think there's as many separation as we've seen the number one team have in past years.
That's true, but I still think Kansas is another team that's like.
Kansas is a well-coached, talented team.
They're winning games right now. If I had a pick right now, I think Kansas would probably be my national title pick.
It's just tough
because of the conference.
It's just
they
tough
play
to
in.
Go back to back.
Yeah,
and especially in
that's very true.
Basketball.
Yeah. But I think in the bracket they're predicted right now, they're the 2 seed, and the Sweet 16 games will be played in Kansas City, in the Elite Eight game. So that's something to also look out for.
It's
happened before.
I know.
Purdue played Kansas 2017 in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think if you had again. If Kansas, you know, in their own region has those games in Kansas City, I think that's something that would definitely benefit Kansas and make their path to the Final Four just a little bit easier. So I don't know. If I had a pick, probably Kansas is my national title pick right now. And again, that's mostly because of the conference they play in.
Yeah, this March is going to be, I mean, if you had any hopes of having a good bracket this year, it's going out the window.
That's true, very true.
There is so many upsets. I could see 2-1 seeds losing in the first weekend.
I agree.
I mean, it's going to be crazier, and we're going to be here to cover it.
We will be.
Playbook
should
podcast.
Be fun.
Then Arizona plays Colorado at home. That should be a win.
Yeah.
St. Mary's plays BYU at home. That should be a win. And then UCLA will beat California home. Then we have 3 games Sunday, Purdue, Ohio State.
Purdue should win that game.
Obviously, needs to be a win for Purdue.
Should. And they need
a win.
It's
11-15 Ohio State. That'd be a horror.
It would
that'd
be
probably
awful
be a
loss. Yeah.
Home loss. So, and then NC State hosts North Carolina. North Carolina needs a win. This is a must win. I think this ruins. I mean, I don't want to get too bold, but I think this ruins their tournament chances if they lose. Completely.
Yeah.
It's at NC State. They're 16-10 right now. They're gonna pick up 2 more wins this month at Notre Dame, at Florida State. So. They're going to have 18 wins, but then they host Virginia. And I can't see North Carolina
missing the tournament. I know they've been bad at times this season, but again, I feel like they're going to just
I can't see North Carolina beating Virginia.
Yeah.
And so that's 11 losses. This is going to be a very tough game at NC State. They drop this, that's 12. Then at home against Duke isn't a gimme.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to be a tough rivalry game. I mean, I think they'll make the play-in tournament at least.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just
yeah,
tough.
I agree. I don't know. I think North Carolina is going to find their way in the tournament somehow or the other. So
yeah. And then finishing off the weekend, we have Memphis, Houston. Memphis is a solid team. They're a bubble team.
Where is it at Houston?
But again, I'm not too high on Houston. So,
but still, I mean, they should be able to win.
They should be
floor.
Able to. But if Memphis can pick up a win here, that can propel them pretty high. I mean, the tournament seedings from where they already are. So, yeah, overall, it should be a very fun, exciting March.
Yep.
Just before we head off, if you had to create a Final Four right now, what would it be?
So, obviously, Kansas. So, Kansas, Alabama. And then we'll do Kansas, Alabama, Virginia, and let's do it off the wall. Iowa State. So those are my
Iowa
four.
State, okay.
And then I would probably, if, you know, I don't know who's going to be in whose bracket, but I'd imagine it'd be Bama. And, no, it'd be Bama, Kansas playing, and then, again, if this isn't, this is, again, just four teams, Iowa State and Virginia. So I'd take Iowa State and Kansas for the national title, and I'd have to give it to Kansas.
Big 12 natty.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think – I just don't think Alabama's built for – I don't think Nate Oates is a March coach. He's a good coach, and he might prove me wrong, but I just – I'm not going to pick Alabama to make
Yeah,
because,
I mean, last year they were really good too, and they lost to Notre Dame. And I get Notre Dame went off with Blake Wesley.
Even the year
NBA
before,
pick.
They lost to UCLA.
That's true. But, I mean, UCLA made the Final Four, though.
They did make the Final Four, but they were an 11 seed, so.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know. I just think this has been – I think this is – again, I think this is probably Bama's year.
This has to be Bama's year.
Because, I mean, they've
I don't
been,
see them being
so
any better
good.
Than this. They have Brandon Miller.
Mm-hmm.
They have so much talent on their roster.
They do. Yeah. Absolutely. So I would probably say this is Alabama's year just to, you know, win it overall because, again, you're right. Miller's on the team. They have really good guard play. They're just good top to bottom. So,
yeah,
I would say Bama is, again, not my national title pick, but they are the team that I think they're a definite Final Four lock as of right now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, again, it's March, so we have no clue.
Yeah. And then if I had to make a Final Four, I'd have UCLA.
Fair.
I'd have Kansas. I'd have Creighton in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's tough, but I think I want to throw in Marquette.
Marquette.
Fourth.
Fair.
That could be a pretty crazy Final Four, and none of those could hit. But
yeah.
I think UCLA and Kansas are pretty safe to make the Final Four. They're both two great teams with great talent, good veteran leaders, good freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
UCLA is Tiger Campbell, whatever. But he's one of the best guards in the nation. Kansas has Grady Dick and, veteran leadership on that team. Like I said earlier, Creighton's playing great right now. They're winning basketball games.
If Creighton's guard, Creighton will go as far as their guards take them in March.
Yeah.
And those guards can light it up from three.
And Nimbard is very good, like we saw
absolutely.
At the game.
So, I think, again, Creighton will take them as far as their guards will take them.
Because they're saying their bigs are good. They're huge. And
yeah,
they're
their bigs
good.
Are very good
and
as well.
That's why
I think their guard play is
that's
severely
why,
underrated.
If you're... I mean, you're a Purdue fan. I would not want to see Creighton. Just another reason because they can guard Zach Edey. I'm not saying they're going to shut him down, but they have the guys to guard Zach Edey. I think that's Purdue's identity is Zach Edey. So it'll be tough for a team to beat Creighton in March right now. But yeah. Anyways, though, it's a pretty good episode of the Playbook Podcast. You can catch us on our live radio show. Every Thursday on Indy's Giant 90.9 from 9:15 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you want to listen to more podcasts, You can get us on Indies Giant 90.9. Just scroll down until you see the Playbook Podcast. Anyways, though, everyone have an amazing day, and we are now signing out from Ben Davis Studio.